You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
From the Mickey Mouse Club all the way to becoming a resident performer in Vegas with strings of platinum records along the way, Britney Spears now in the news for an entirely different matter. What now? Take a listen.
Britney Spears began entertaining at a very young age. At the tender age of 8, she auditions for the Mickey Mouse Club, but is rejected for being too young. At age 10, came an appearance on Star Search.
Our current champion is going for win number 2 and sings to become next year's champion. Does that sound nice, gang? Next year's champion. Okay. From Kentwood, Louisiana, here is 10-year-old Britney Spears.
Spears wins the first round of competition but loses the second. Spears auditions again for the Mickey Mouse Club at 11 and joins a cast that ultimately become household names. Actress Keri Russell, singer Christina Aguilera, and Justin Timberlake. When the Mickey Mouse Club is canceled, Spears is signed to Jive Records. In 1998, she records her debut album, Hit Me Baby One More Time. The lead single debuts at number 1 on the Billboard 200.
Wow. Number 1, the first of many to come. But in all that, Britney Spears, who many people mock and make fun of, I certainly don't know why. She's making bank right now, sitting on millions of dollars. She's beautiful. She's young. She's talented. And she is a mother of 2 little boys. So what's to throw a stone at? Well, haters will be haters, but I'm certainly not one of them. Take a listen to this.
Have you gotten to the point where you see yourself as a role model to all these other young girls out there that are looking up to you and looking up to what you say and do?
Well, I mean, if they want to put me up on a pedestal like that, that's really sweet. And it's just that I'm human and I make mistakes just like everybody else. And I can just try and be a good person for me and for them as well. But it's flattering, though, that if they view me as being that way.
Do you get ever like hypersensitive about what you're saying or doing on camera, or sort of worried about what people are going to say?
No, not really. I mean, I can just be myself, and, you know, if they have a problem with that, then, you know, what can I do?
I wish it was that easy for Britney Spears. I wish it was just that easy that she could shrug off her latest court battle where she goes head to head with none other than her own father after being declared a role model for millions of young girls all across the country. Now, for years, a downward spiral begins. Take a listen to our friends at KCAL.
The spiral downward continues for pop star Britney Spears. She was rushed to the hospital. Police say she was under the influence. The drama unfolded after a 3-hour standoff over custody of Spears' children. KCAL9's Dave Meekham live now at Cedars-Sinai with more. Dave?
Good afternoon, Mia. We don't have an update on her right now. They're not saying much here at the hospital, but 7 o'clock last night, you know, they've been sharing custody of these little boys. Britney was supposed to be turning over the little boys to Federline, ex-husband there. Never happened.
Get back from the street. Get back from the street.
And just outside the gates of her home off Mole and Drive at Coldwater Canyon, 2.5 hours after police first showed up, all of this, images that will forever follow the 26-year-old pop star, yet another chapter in an already extremely public life, much of it on camera.
Much of this girl's life, now a woman, of course, has been in the public eye. So her latest war with her own father is also public. Can the courts protect Britney Spears with all of her fame, all of her money, all of her talent, seemingly not? You earlier heard from our friends at Fame Media and the Paparazzi, but now take a listen to our friends at CrimeOnline.com, the spiral seemingly going downward.
A conservator was appointed for Britney Spears after a series of very public breakdowns. In 2007, Spears shaved her head and attacked a photographer's car with an umbrella. In 2008, she was put under a 5150 hold in a psychiatric hospital twice for a mental health evaluation. At that time, Jamie Spears petitioned the court for emergency temporary conservatorship. That agreement gave Britney's father the legal right to oversee decisions about Britney's estate and health, including negotiating business deals and restricting who can see her. The conservatorship had regular check-ins throughout the years and kept getting extended. For over 12 years, Spears' father, Jamie, has reportedly had full control over Britney's financial and medical affairs. The actual terms of the conservatorship have not been made public.
We all remember the photo of Britney Spears sitting on a curb, I guess, in L.A., crying, or makeup was a mess, and the paparazzi was closing in on her like vultures. It was a horrible, horrible moment. That, on top of the outburst attacking a car after getting her head shaved, after being admitted into the hospital for a psychiatric hold. But this conservatorship, what is it? What does it mean? And why is a movement afoot to, quote, free Britney Spears? With me, an all-star panel to break it down and put it back together again. First of all, a very high-profile estate lawyer, managing partner at Clark Skadoff, PA in Florida, founder of ProbateStars.com, Jeffrey H. Skadoff is with us, psychoanalyst to the stars, joining us out of L.A., Dr. Bethany Marshall, star of a new hit series on Netflix, Bling Empire, and you can find her at drbethanymarshall.com. Mike Herman, private investigator at hermaninvestigates.com, former police lieutenant and investigator focusing on guardianships, parental rights terminations, and conservatorships. And from L.A., Alexis Tereshchuk, CrimeOnline.com investigative reporter, and also with LeadStories.com. Alexis, I mean, Britney Spears has been an icon, a fixture in pop music for decades, since, you know, really she was 10 when she hit it big. Even my daughter, Lucy, who now is 13, knows Britney Spears and a lot of her lyrics. What's happening? We don't want to see Britney Spears sitting on a curb in L.A., basically being attacked by the paparazzi as her eyeliner goes down her face. I don't want that. Not just because she's a star, but because she is a mother of two boys that will go online and read everything there is about their mother. What's happening, Alexis?
So Britney has been at... The photos that you talk about are right. There was a time in Britney Spears' life, it was so troubled. She is somebody that everybody loves. You never hear a bad word about
Britney. I love Britney Spears.
Says, yeah.
Even when that horrible denim outfit she wore with Justin Bieber, I thought she was precious.
Timberlake.
Yeah, right. Justin Timberlake. Go ahead.
Right. She's adorable. She's pretty. She's nice. You know, she one time, I think it was like the Daytona 500, did the gentleman start your engines. As cute as can be, just really just a wholesome young woman. But
I don't know if I'd go that far, but go ahead.
She had a serious mental breakdown in 2007 and 2008.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. Guys, we are talking about Britney Spears, the pop icon, in a court battle with her own father. How has this happened? Take a listen to our friend at GMA, Amy Robach.
The court hearing comes as a new documentary framing Britney Spears takes a closer look at her conservatorship, which was put in place more than a decade ago, following what appeared to be a public meltdown, bitter divorce, and custody battle, and two hospitalizations. The documentary also follows her loyal army of fans in the Free Britney movement, a group which claims the conservatorship is being used to control her against her will.
If I'm wrong and one day Britney does come out and tells us that we're wrong and leave her alone, we will do just that.
Free Britney!
On Thursday, some showing up outside court.
If I could say something to Britney Spears, I would say, Britney. We are here to support you.
Earlier this week, Spears tweeting, "Each person has their story and their take on other people's stories. Remember, no matter what we think we know about a person's life, it is nothing compared to the actual person living behind the lens."
Straight out to special guest joining us, Jeffrey H. Skatoff, joining us out of Florida, founder of ProbateStars.com. Jeffrey, this conservatorship has been in place for, I guess, 12 years. And when people are literally taking to the streets over a conservatorship, I think it's time to sit up and pay attention. Now, Jeffrey, at first, I didn't make much of it because I thought that the court was watching out for Britney Spears, her father was, the mother. But when people are actually protesting, I think it begs a closer look. What exactly is a conservatorship, and are they supposed to last this long?
A conservatorship is a court-administered proceeding whereby the probate court will appoint people to manage the affairs of somebody who the court has already found to be in need of having their affairs managed. In this case, Britney has, believe it or not, three conservators. There's one conservator who handles her personhood, including her healthcare decisions, and that person was appointed by the court, I believe, last year when her father wanted to step down as the conservator of her person. The court has also appointed, 12 years ago, her father, Jamie Spears, to be her conservator of her estate or her property. And in the last few days, the court also appointed a co-conservator, Bessemer Trust, to also manage her economic, financial, and business affairs. So having three conservators at one time is highly unusual. And in my experience, I've never seen that before, but the court must have found that it was warranted in this case.
Let me understand, Jeff Skatoff joining me out of Florida, estate planning lawyer, founder of ProbateStars.com. So Britney Spears has three different conservators. In other words, people watching over her and her estate. Alexis, how old is Britney Spears?
She is 39. She'll be 40 on December 2nd.
When did that happen? And also, how much was she pulling in Vegas?
I believe it was $50 million. I would have to double check.
So you got a 39-year-old mother of two raking in $50 million in Vegas, and she needs people watching over her. I'm not saying that she doesn't or that she does, but I was interested to learn. Mike Herman, private investigator at HermanInvestigations.com, and specialty guardianships, parental rights, terminations, and conservatorships. To hear it, the dad, Jamie Spears, is the evil villain, but there are actually three conservators. He's not doing it alone. So what are the other two conservators? Bad also? That's kind of hard for me to take in. In fact, as I recall, Britney Spears wanted one of the conservators, a female, to guard over her. Mike Herman, PI, what's it all about?
Well, one of the things a lot of people don't understand is a lot of terms in the confidential reports, they are private. That information doesn't get out. So what the investigator is doing is they interview both the proposed conservatees and the conservators, and they document all this information. And so what most public's not hearing is what actually in the report, what Britney herself has said, what other information has come in to show whether or not she is at risk.
Okay, wait, I think I'm understanding what you're saying. With me is Mike Herman, private investigator who focuses on conservatorships. I've never heard of a PI that works with conservatorships and parental rights terminations and guardianships, but that's a fantastic niche because when you're determining an issue like this, you have to know all the facts. So I think what you're saying is, we don't know what's in all those medical reports. We don't know why a judge has repeatedly put a conservator over Britney Spears' person, her health decisions and so forth, and her finances. There's something we don't know. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes. In most of these cases, there's potential risk out there that comes to light as part of the investigation. And all that information goes to the court, and the judge makes the final decision from there.
Guys, I want you to take a listen to Samantha Stark, director of Framing Britney Spears.
It's very confusing to us because what we do know about Jamie is that when Britney was growing up, he struggled with alcoholism. We know he went to rehab. We know he had trouble managing money and filed for bankruptcy, he and Lynn together. And you really don't see that much of him in Britney's life until this conservatorship happened. And, you know, people a lot of the times are asking me, why was Jamie chosen over Lynn, Britney's mother? Britney's mother, as far as we know, didn't apply to be a conservator. So Jamie was chosen. We also know that there were other people involved with this. It's not her father by himself. There's lawyers, there's business managers, there's other people. It's really unclear how he became the person, you know, the face of this.
So Jeffrey Skadoff, the mother did not apply to be a conservator, and the father, Jamie Spears, and there's the daughter, the younger sister, Jamie Lynn Spears, the father got the task of being conservator. There are two other conservators. Let me ask you this, Skadoff, how much money would a conservator like Jamie Spears make off being his daughter's conservator or kind of a guardian?
Well, the court has the authority to determine the compensation of the conservator. In many cases, it's an hourly rate. And in other cases, it could be a percent of the assets that the conservator of the estate is actually managing. So it's within the court's discretion.
So he's managing a multi-million-dollar estate. So, I mean, if it's a $100 million estate, then he's at least making $1 million if he only makes 1%, which I doubt.
Nancy, I know how much he's making.
Jump in.
He makes $130,000 a year to manage the estate.
You know what? I was expecting a much bigger number. Guys, you just heard Samantha Stark speaking to our friend Christiane Amanpour. Now, take a listen to Amy Robach at GMA.
The pop star's lawyer, who has previously said the 39-year-old is afraid of her father and refuses to perform while he is in control of her finances, alleging it's no secret his client doesn't want her father as conservator. Jamie's lawyer striking back, saying that in court documents from 2019, Spears herself had requested for Jamie to be her sole conservator. A judge saying Bessemer Trust, which was appointed co-conservator of the star's estate in November, will continue its role. Both sides agreeing that Jamie and the trust need to come to an agreement and work on an investment plan for the singer's estate. Overnight, Jamie's attorney telling ABC News in a statement that he looks forward to working with Bessemer, adding his love for his daughter and dedication to protecting her is clearly apparent to the court.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. Guys, we're talking about the movement Free Britney Spears. Free her from her conservatorship with her father, but we were just hearing that she herself picked him as a conservator. Or did she? You are also hearing from Mike Herman, private investigator, that we're not privy to medical records, mental exams that all play a part in her having a conservatorship. In the recent days, out to you, Alexis Tereshchuk, the cry for someone to, quote, decipher a code has arisen. Britney Spears sparking a, quote, secret message speculation amongst her fans because she releases an image of her playing Scrabble. And the word that she creates is quit, Q-U-I-T, spelled backwards. And when asked about it, she says, oh, it's fun to make up funny words when you're playing Scrabble. Tell me about the most recent controversy, Alexis.
So fans that are supporting Britney and this Free Britney movement believe that through her Instagram, which everybody has said, all the people around her, Britney runs all by herself. She doesn't have a social media manager, an assistant or anything that takes care of it. Britney does it all by herself, that she is leaving the Easter eggs or secret messages for her fans. And this is one of them, that she wants to quit, be out of the conservatorship. She also puts roses in her pictures, rose emojis in her messages, saying that, and that's also a symbol that she wants out. And that she actually was saying that there would be a movie her version of it would be the Rose story. And then just, I believe, yesterday she said, oh, just kidding, guys. So I think Brittany might be having a lot of fun with her fans, trying to get them to decipher the clues that she is leaving for them.
To Dr. Bethany
Nancy,
Marshall.
Can I jump in about this?
Yeah, I was just going to say, this reminds me of when my brother thought, you remember when the Beatles he was a teen. I was just a little girl, but I remember the big controversy. Paul is dead. Wasn't it Paul that was supposed mm-hmm. to be dead? And if you played the record backwards and just some crazy, you know, insane conspiracy plot. Because she puts a rose on her Instagram photos that is supposed to tell me something. And she wrote quit backwards. If she wants to give him a message, why doesn't she say storm the courthouse? I want out of my conservatorship.
Nancy,
what?
I think the answer to this is each fan believes that they have a special and unique relationship with her and she's sending special messages. But there's another side to this story, and I see this in clinical practice here in Beverly Hills. Some people are very vulnerable to being taken advantage of. I have a patient who's a trust fund baby. She third generation wealth. Both of her siblings are dead. She's the sole inheritor of a family fortune. But she had a concussive disorder in childhood. She competed horses, was repeatedly thrown. And because of that, she doesn't, her prefrontal cortex is not really intact. So she, what that means is she has really poor judgment and everybody takes advantage of her. So if somebody says, give me $100,000, she'll write a check out for $100,000. She just gives her money away like water. And what the public might consider, I don't know what's happening with Britney Spears, but some stars are extraordinarily vulnerable to being taken advantage of. So the conservatorship is not just to invest her money or to make medical decisions, but it's so that she won't give it all away. The other thing is that if somebody has bipolar illness, and
Dr. Bethany, can we put this in regular people talk so even I could understand it? In other words, men. We've seen men come in and out of Britney Spears' life, not judging. I don't care, but I do care if they take advantage of her and take her money and use
That's
her.
That's it.
Men.
That's
men.
What I'm talking about.
Skate off.
Men.
What about it? I'm not saying that women need some protection because they're not smart enough to handle a man. I think we've disproved that a long time ago. But skate off. People are vulnerable. And, you know, when I think it was Alexis Tereshchuk told me that the dad is only making $130,000. Now, to me, that's a lot of money. But I thought it was going to be some huge, exorbitant amount that he's making a couple of million dollars. Why would he want to take all this abuse for $100,000? He could write his memoirs for $1 million.
Well, that's certainly a mystery. I will say, though, that court records for conservatorships and guardianships are sealed. And that's what's been reported in the media, but we don't know for sure if that's the actual true number. Only the people who have access to the records, which would be the immediate family and the lawyers, Brittany herself would know for sure that that's the case.
Skadoff is just really hard for me to believe. Jeffrey H. Skadoff, guys, is a renowned estate planner, joining us out of Florida, founder of ProbateStars.com. Jeffrey, I mean, you know my expertise is as a litigator, trying cases, striking juries, analyzing crime scenes, conservatorships. I don't know as much about them as I'd like to, but it just seems, you know, when it comes to a conspiracy, it's really hard for me to imagine, Jeffrey Skadoff, that a judge, probably his or her law clerk, the three conservators she has, various lawyers who are part of this, are all part of a Get Britney scheme, that all of them are colluding to somehow hurt her. And I would like to point out that since Spears, the dad, has been in charge, we have not seen her sitting on a curb crying. We have not seen her shaving her head or beating a car with an umbrella. I mean, her life seems to be on track.
Well, you raise an interesting point because as best I can tell, Britney has not filed a petition, or at least had it heard in court, to terminate the conservatorship. All she's been working on is changing who the conservators are, but any person who's subject to a conservatorship can petition the court to terminate it. And it doesn't appear that that's been done. And so there must be a reason why that's so. And I think you hit the nail on the head. It's because she actually kind of accepts the need to have this in place.
Another issue would be Mike Herman, PI, joining us. His specialty is conservatorships. How much money does she make? And then if she makes millions of dollars headlining in Vegas, hasn't she been put on an allowance by the conservatorship? So she's out there working like a mule every night on stage, or was, and she's only getting a very small amount of this as an allowance?
Well, that's another misunderstanding a lot of people have. One thing with estates is biannual, every 2 years, unless the judge orders it more frequently, there's an extreme accounting that is done. And every dime that goes anywhere has to be accounted for. And ahead of time, it is normally compromised, or they come up with a decision for what an allowance is going to be, some type of livable wage. And whatever the allowance in most cases, then the conservatee has the right to use that as they seem fit. It's just to control all the funds so she's not taken advantage of.
To Dr. Bethany Marshall, Jackie here in the studio is waving frantically at me. She wants me to point out Britney Spears, once a dominant and ascending force in pop culture, has a net worth of $60 million. But
yeah,
other mouseketeers such as Simpson and Lopez have built fortunes of $100 million. Okay, so she only has $60 million. But on the other hand, they have ventured into other areas, like Jessica Simpson has a shoe line, a clothing line, a this and a that. And also, they haven't had the legal troubles Britney Spears has had. And let me point out on the other end of that spectrum, Miss Jackie, attention please. There are a lot of mouseketeers who've ended up in jail and pushing a grocery cart around L.A. with their belongings in it. So, before you compare her paltry $60 million savings to Simpson's $100 million, let's remember all the mouseketeers that didn't make it. Let's have a moment of silence for all those child stars that didn't make it. Okay, moment over. Jump in, Bethany.
Nancy, in my Beverly Hills office, I had an ex-mouseketeer come in and gloat that she wasn't like the one that was pushing the shopping cart. It was a moment.
Did you hear that?
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Guys, back to, someone I think we all love and feel that we know, as Dr. Bethany Marshall was pointing out, Britney Spears. Why are people literally taking to the street insisting that Britney be, quote, freed? Freed from what? The conservatorship of her father. That's what they're talking about. Somehow he has turned into a nefarious figure. Is there any indication he's ever done anything wrong? Guys, take a listen to this.
It's really difficult because so many of the court records are sealed. A lot of them also include medical records, which are always sealed. The central mystery of our film really is, how could somebody make millions of dollars performing in Vegas, headlining her own show, appearing on The X Factor and making albums, and also qualify for this layer of protection, which is usually meant for people who are incapable of making decisions in their own best interest. So it's very mysterious, and we don't know what the legal reasoning is behind it because all the records are sealed.
Guys, you were just hearing our friend Samantha Stark, director of Framing Britney Spears. She's speaking to another friend at CNN, Christiane Amanpour. So what does it all mean? I think it just rubs a lot of people wrong, to you, Jeffrey Skadoff, to think that she's working like crazy and she's making a big income, but she's on an allowance, so to speak. Like, I would give the twins an allowance. That doesn't seem right. She's 39-year-old mother of two. So what do you say to that, Skadoff?
Well, she could, of course, ask the court to terminate the conservatorship, which apparently she hasn't done. So she must not be all that unhappy about it. Furthermore, the court, the probate court that oversees the conservatorship, will receive an accounting from the conservator every year or every other year. And the court has auditors that go through everything. So if there's a problem, and especially with a high profile situation like this, they will find it and point it out to the judge. And what I will say is that under California law, for the most part, a conservator can only be removed for cause if the conservator has done something wrong. And so previous attempts that have been made to remove her father as the conservator have apparently not succeeded. The only thing that I can suppose is that because the court has found no evidence of any wrongdoing.
Question.
And that's why he's still in.
You said that there are previous attempts to throw Father Jamie Spears off as conservator?
Yeah, that's what just happened. And instead of throwing off her father as the conservator, the court left in place him as well as Bessemer as co-conservators of her estate.
And who, in fact, petitioned the court to have him thrown off, Jeffrey?
Well, Brittany could do that at any time.
But who did, Alexis? Jeffrey Skadoff is telling us there was a court request to have Jamie Spears thrown off. Who made the request, Alexis?
Brittany has her own court-appointed attorney, Sam Ingram. And he has been her personal attorney within this conservatorship for many, many, many years. So he has said, you know, Brittany doesn't want her dad to be in charge. He wanted the third party person to be included. So what happened recently, and Mike is right and Jeff is right, that Brittany's dad doesn't want this third party involved, but the judge said, no, Jamie, the third party will be involved. But the judge did not remove Jamie. Jamie is still on. He just has to share power with the other conservator. But, you know, the one thing that's interesting that is public in court records is the attorneys. They make about $400,000 a year from this conservatorship.
Whoa, wait a minute. So while Spears, the dad, makes about 130 grand, we think the lawyers make 400 grand each.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but these
Whoa,
guys
I want
very
that job.
Hard. This is a really complicated empire. You know, she has records and music and branding and images. It's not just, you know, that she makes a small salary every year from a simple job. It's a multi-million dollar empire that they have to manage for her. And they've done it so well. She does have $60 million. If it was, you know, if this was 2008, Brittany would have given all of her money to the paparazzi she was dating, and she would have spent it all in a store in Beverly Hills at 3 o'clock in the morning. So they have really protected her brand and her money.
Jeffrey Skadoff, you have reiterated that Britney Spears could ask the court to end the conservatorship or get rid of a conservator. Well, she did ask for her father to be removed, but the judge kept him on.
Right, because under California law, the court has to find some evidence of wrongdoing by the conservator. The only thing that we can assume is that the court did not find sufficient evidence of any wrongdoing on his part to remove him.
And when you say the court has its own auditors to review the records, is that how it works? Mike Herman, private investigator?
Yeah, some courts actually have financial attorneys that will go through and review all the accountings. It depends from court to court, but every time there's an accounting filed, there is somebody who goes through it and makes sure all the expenditures are reasonable and there's nothing outlandish in it.
Wow. And that's what you do not want to see as an auditor show up on your front doorstep. That is not what you want to see. Guys, take a listen to Samantha Stark, director of Framing Britney Spears, speaking to Christiane Amanpour.
He was in charge of her personal life, meaning, you know, her medical care, like making decisions about her medical care, who comes to visit her, you know, if she can have security 24 hours a day. And that recently he stepped down from that, and now she has a temporary conservator in charge of her person. But he is still right in charge of her estate, which means, you know, Brittany can't sign checks. She can't enter into business deals herself. Every single thing she buys has to be listed and monitored by the court. So we saw these court records that showed, you know, $5.75 at Target, $15 at Starbucks, every single thing she spends. And this is someone making millions of dollars. So, you know, Lynn Spears recently, she has to file as an interested party because she's not technically part of the conservatorship. But recently she has hired lawyers and had them come to court. And she is also feels like her ex-husband should step down.
So it seems as if the sentiment is growing, Alexis Tereshchuk, crimeonline.com and leadstories.com. You've got the mother now entering the fray, Lynn Spears, along with hundreds, if not thousands, of people that have literally taken to the streets on this. And you have Brittany herself asking for her father to be removed.
Yep, there are a lot of people, but I think the court is looking back in the history of everything that, you know, Lynn Spears was the one who met Sam Letzi in the beginning, and he was that quote-unquote Svengali. There were reports that he was drugging Brittany back in the day. Like, the court has been very methodical over more than a decade of who is appropriately taking care of Brittany, and it's her dad. The thing is, there was an incident in 2020 where Brittany's dad, Kevin Federline, the father of Brittany's children and her ex-husband, called the police because Jamie allegedly hit one of Brittany and Kevin's sons. And that was a big deal. And that is when this all started, that Brittany wanted her dad out because he had allegedly hurt her child.
You know, I'm certainly not a shrink, but I do know this. When you don't know a horse, look at the track record. We know what has befallen Brittany Spears in the past. It's a really mixed bag. No one wants to see one of America's sweethearts sitting back on that curb crying. So what's the answer? We wait as justice unfolds. Nancy Grace, Crime Story, signing off. Good night.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.